In the Rocky Mountains, the Hayden Party. The highest town in the United States, hunting silver in the clouds. The Hayden Scientific Party, remarkable discoveries. Fairplay, Colorado, Thursday, July 31st, 1873. This town lies at the head of South Park, on the mountain route between Denver and Santa Fe, 95 miles from the former place. It is noted as the supply point for the Mount Lincoln Mining District. Mount Lincoln towers above the place to a height of over 16,000 feet. A wagon road is nearly finished to the top of the mountain, making it the most accessible of high peaks in Colorado. It covers an area of 6 miles by 2, and although an isolated and almost continuous elevation, being divided by 4 slight depressions, has received distinct names, the south end being known as Buckskin Mountain, next Mount Bross, then Mount Cameron, and the north end Mount Lincoln. We find the summits covered with grass, beautiful flowers, and vegetation. It is calculated that there are now about 3,000 miners at work on these mountainsides, most of them newcomers, roaming about with pick and shovel, honeycombing the whole area with prospectors' holes. Professor Hayden and the party are now exploring this region under a commission from the government. The professor visited many portions of Colorado in 1869 and published reports of the same. At its last session, Congress appropriated $75,000 for a geological and geographical survey of the territory of Colorado. The area to be surveyed comprises the entire mountain district of Colorado, about 32,000 square miles. The party discovered in the immediate neighborhood a dozen peaks belonging to the Sierra Madre range that were over 14,000 feet high. This fact will change our Rocky Mountain data somewhat, and Pikes, Longs, and Gray's Peaks will have to share their fame with these new heights yet unnamed. It is believed, too, that the party, as they move southward beyond the headwaters of the Arkansas, will discover peaks of still greater altitude. One benefit resulting from this expedition will be the determining of the numberless Rocky Mountain heights, in regard to the altitude of many which there has heretofore been much variance. A portion of the expedition who reached this place by following the range along its base to Colorado Springs, and thence westward, passed through the famous Petrified Forest, which lies near the stage road about midway between Manitou and Fairplay. Within an area of a half a mile, there are 13 petrified stumps, most of which have been almost torn away by curiosity seekers. Aside from the Garden of the Gods and Monument Park, the fashionable denizens of that resort, Manitou, often seek this famous place and go away with trophies. By the way, we were reminded as we put up for a night at the Manitou House that Colorado watering places are getting to be Saratoga-like, for we noticed the piazza thronged with the elite from the East and Europe, and there, each entertaining a circle of friends, sat Senator Morton of Indiana and J. Edgar Thompson, while many overworked and invalid college tutors and literati occupy neighboring cottages. But to return to the petrified stumps, one of them measured 10 feet in diameter. Still preserving the grain and color of wood, it is yet a mass of solid stone. It bears a beautiful polish. Some of the splinters, though thready and limber, are yet pure stone. At the foot of one of these stumps is a pile of petrified chips, some of them apparently in a state of transition from wood to stone. These discoveries awaken much speculation in the minds of travelers and seem about as mysterious as the discovery of petrified palm trees in South Park a few years ago, when there were none growing within hundreds of miles of the territory. How long it takes for the petrifying process becomes a question. These chips may have been hewn out by the Pike Party in 1806 or by the Spanish expedition under Coronado in search of gold over 300 years ago. The route of the Hayden Party after leaving this vicinity lies into the San Luis Park, and thence into an interesting region, southwestern Colorado, from which several explorers have brought accounts of the existence of curiosity and wonders, ruined cities, fathomless lakes, peaks higher than any yet discovered on the continent, and vast volcanic structures beyond the snowy Sierras. There are said to be canyons walled in by perpendicular rocks 2,000 and 3,000 feet high, boiling salt springs, and beyond the White River, a veritable Sahara, within the boundaries of which is a strange, weird place called Goblin City, where the red sandstone is worn into fantastic shapes. Pyramids, sphinx, towers, domes, minarets, statues, and rows of buildings stretching over a large area like an uninhabited city. This wonderful region will be explored more thoroughly than ever before, and doubtless much of great interest to our future history and the development of Colorado will be brought to light. In the San Luis Park, that wonderful body of water, Sawatch Lake, largest in Colorado, will be visited and something more of its character learned. It is 24 miles in length and 10 in width. Its waters ebb and flow with the regularity of tides. When at low ebb, it is scarcely more than a swamp, while at full tide, very deep. Some observers have undertaken to show a similarity between its waters and those of the Great Salt Lake of Utah. And as it has no visible outlet, there is a theory afloat of a subterranean communication between the two. The Hayden Expedition and their summer's work are likely to confirm or explode these reports and traditions of almost unknown parts of Colorado.